On this episode of Corona Brides, I talked to a couple who had the most amazing engagement. I just loved all of the details. So Billy proposed to Steve in the middle of the desert and all the family was there waiting. And y'all, they got on it with their wedding planning. They pretty much had their vendors, their food, the church. They had everything decided by October. And then COVID hit. So tune in. We're going to talk about them and their new plan. So you're going to love these guys. Welcome to this episode of Corona Brides. I'm your host, Jordy, and today we have a couple on who is still trying to decide what to do about their wedding. Steven and Billy, thank y'all so much for being on with us today.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so y'all are the first men on my podcast, and I am so excited about this.
Awesome. Woo!
All right, so I like for the listeners to get to know y'all, and I would like to get to know y'all. So when did you get engaged?
We got engaged on August 25th, 2019.
Yeah.
Awesome. And can y'all describe that moment for us?
Well, I'll go ahead and describe it since I'm the one who proposed. It's kind of different when, you know, you're both men in the couple. You're like, who's going to actually be the one to propose? We actually had plenty of talk about that ahead of time. And we had both decided, like, that I would be the one to do it whenever I felt ready to do it. So that was great. We had actually both picked out rings that we wanted and had those ready to go. So then it was just up to me to find that right time. I'm actually an opera singer, and I was working in Santa Fe at the Santa Fe Opera last summer. And on my way back from Santa Fe to Phoenix, where we live, I had flown Steven in to do the drive back with me, and then I decided he would not expect it if I did it the night we got back. Like, any day after that was fair game. He's very smart and very intuitive, so he could figure something out, but I was like, he will not expect it that night. So we did the 7.5-hour drive from Santa Fe to Phoenix. I timed it perfectly to get back for the Phoenix sunset on top of a mountain. And I had all of our family waiting there, mine, his, our best friends. They were all waiting there. And I got down on one knee on top of a mountain at about 7:15 p.m.,
wow,
perfect sunset time, and asked them to marry me. So
that sounds like, I am visualizing everything in my head, and that sounds beautiful. Like, oh my, I am going to have to look up pictures because I'm sure you got lots of pictures, right?
The pictures we got were definitely like amazing, better than we could have ever hoped for. And again, I had about a 15 minute window to time it perfectly with the sunset and, you know, the 100 degree weather that's in Phoenix. So
yes.
On a long drive, like that, needless to say, it was just a very anxious car ride back.
And I can only imagine.
He had no idea, which was the best part, and the pictures turned out great. So it was a great day.
I love that. And so, Steven, you were just completely surprised and did not. So did the family just kind of pop out after, or
so
how did y'all?
We were on top of the mountain.
Okay.
And down the mountain, there's like a kind of like a picnic area, and you can see on top of the mountain what's happening. So our entire family was down at that area watching, and
that
we were on top of the mountain. So
I love that. That sounds so special. Like I said, I'm definitely going to have to look at those pictures because I was actually supposed to get married in the desert. That was my dream wedding. Have you ever seen the movie Fools Rush In?
No, of the movie though.
Okay, so they get married in the desert. So that was always my dream, but COVID crushed it. That's okay. We won't even go there. But your proposal definitely sounds like my kind of style. So I love that. Okay, so after the engagement, what were y'all's thoughts on? Did y'all start planning the wedding right away, or take us to that?
Yeah, honestly, we hopped on it pretty quick just because we knew, I feel like there's the perception around weddings where it's like, oh, everything just gets crazy. And so we were like, if we do more quicker, obviously we can get, you know, sometimes you'll message a photographer and they're already booked for that date. So I was like, let's just get on it now. So we had taken care of the photographer, The church that we were going to get married at, we still will get married in, but is here in Phoenix, and my grandparents and great grandparents got married there, so we reached out to them, and that was great. Yes. And the only thing that probably came later in the process was trying to figure out where to do the reception, just because we looked at a bunch of places and we're trying to keep the budget really low. And then there was a day where Billy was doing one of his shows and realized that the Arizona Opera House, that's not like where they actually have a stage and perform, but just the facility where they rehearse and stuff. That they were like, oh, book us if you like want to do an event here. And he was like, oh my gosh, I'm sure I could get that to work. So we figured that out and set that up with them. So we had, you know, food, photographer, venue, all done probably at least 8 months out.
Wow. Like, y'all were on it.
We had that done like October. Yeah. A year out.
Yeah. Sometimes I forget. Yeah. But it, you know, my timeline of everything is messed up because March, I've just been home the whole time. But
I know. I know. I don't ever know what day it is most of the time at this point. It's just crazy.
Yeah. So most people kept asking us, especially as things were like shutting down and as Christmas was happening and just the beginning of the year, end of last year, like, oh, is everything all crazy? And we were like, no, everything's been great. And we decided with food, I know that's a big thing and a big expense. We had honestly felt like doing some food trucks was a very Phoenix, Arizona thing to do. And it was wildly cheap. Like,
yes,
so great. So we were like, this is awesome. And the Arizona Opera has these big garage doors you can throw open. So we just would put the trucks outside and then everything else on the inside. So I honestly felt like we did not have much stress planning the wedding. And the only stress that's come has been now having to decide like if it's all going to happen. And so everything was great until then.
I know. And I think that's what, honestly, it sounds like I felt the same way. And whenever you know what you want, it does make it easier. And just to agree on things, that's what, like, my fiance, honestly, he was so laid back about it. He said, whatever you want, which helped me out. And it sounds like for y'all, you had everything perfectly planned, and then COVID comes in. So when did you realize that everything that you had planned might not happen? Because, like, for me, it was March.
You know, it's kind of funny because we had a very close friend who was here with us in Phoenix. She was actually supposed to get married in Louisiana in May. And we were supposed to go to her wedding. And as soon as COVID hit, we were here together and she was quarantining here with us. And we kind of watched her wedding kind of go through the this can't happen phase.
Right.
And I remember thinking when she was going through that, like, man, that really sucks. I would hate to be in that situation. I'm so glad that won't be us, since our wedding is in October. We'll be like smooth sailing. But you know, as it just continued to get worse and worse, at least in this country, and we just kind of have been talking about it. We wanted to make sure that we had a plan B in place that we felt good about. We knew our families would have opinions, and we knew that, you know, different things would happen with our friends. We have some friends that live in Canada, that it would be hard for them to get here.
Yes.
So we were just trying to formulate our own plan B. So we've been talking about it, but recently, I'd say the past like 2 weeks or so, it's gotten real for us. It was we got a call from our reception venue, and they said, and again, this is the place that I worked, so I know these people and I know how they operate and stuff, and they know us and they know us as a couple, but they called and said, hey, with everything that's going on, we're just not sure how it's going to work to have an outside event of over 100 people at our venue. Like, we want to shoot for the best, but we need to consult our legal team. We need to make sure that there's no liability. And we don't know. There's so many like detail things that go into that sort of planning that they just don't know yet. So basically they were like, we don't know. And it's going to be several weeks before we figure it out. And we're already 3 months out from our wedding. So we basically were like, you know, that really got us thinking about maybe our plan B actually becomes our plan A at this point.
Yeah.
Steve said the most amazing thing when we were talking about this. He said, you know, why put in all this effort and money and time and stuff towards a day that might not be exactly what you want?
Yeah.
Whereas we can wait and do it later for exactly what you want.
Yeah. So, you know, we could pay for the photographer, but then not everyone we want in the wedding party's there. Right. And, you know, we pay for the venues and the food, but then, like, you know, by the time people get food and social distance, there's no time to, you know, actually get to see people. So, this is a really weird thing, but,
it is.
I've been a Nintendo fan for a long time, and they almost always delay their Zelda games. And they say a delayed game is eventually great and a rushed game is forever bad. And I was like, same thing for my wedding. You know, if we delay the wedding, eventually it's great. If we rush it, it'll always have been bad. And so I think
that is so true. That makes so much sense, because it is the last thing you want to do is just rush and then look back 10 years from now and say, dang it, why wasn't I just a little more patient? I mean, I totally get it.
Yeah. So I think right now the plan is we would still want to get married October 3rd. We can sign the paper and our families can come into town and have a few friends. And I think what we're looking most heavily at is doing, you know, we'll do a small honeymoon. We'll get an Airbnb in Flagstaff and just relax or whatever. But on our 1 year anniversary, we would do like the wedding ceremony part. Technically the ceremony could happen whenever you want. You could sign the paper 2 days later, you know, like whatever.
That's true.
So we're going to, right now, the plan is do the ceremony in the church, do the reception where we were going to do it, send out the invites. So we'll have signed the paper a year earlier, you know, but then for our 1 year anniversary, we essentially have our wedding, have our honeymoon. So that's,
and a big party.
Yeah,
you would essentially have everyone, and everyone would be comfortable, and you would have a big party, and you would not have restrictions. Which, it's funny that, because in my head, when I guess maybe 2 months ago, when someone said October, I would have said, "Oh, you're fine.
Yeah,
everything will be fine by October." I would have thought, because my wedding's in 2 weeks. It was supposed to be in May, and now we pushed it back to 2 weeks. I honestly thought by July now everything would be fine.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I totally get it, and it's one of those things where the vendors, like, I'm glad that your vendor came to you and talked to you, but at the same time, it's like, you want to know, want to know what can happen. And that is, when you said real, like, that is the perfect word to describe all of this, because it's not just y'all, it's your families, your guests. Are they high risk? Can they fly? Mm-hmm. It's all the things that we should not have to deal with. Right.
Yeah.
It is just the most wild time. So how many guests did y'all think y'all were probably going to have originally, or maybe a year from now?
We invited, I think, around 180, 190, like almost 200. Actually, it might have been around 200.
Yeah, probably by the end of it.
Because we've, you know, of course you realize, I forgot these obvious people, my uncle, you know.
Yes,
so
I know.
We invited around 200. We anticipated probably around 150.
We've got a lot of Texas people, a lot of Michigan people, some California people,
East Coast, East Coast.
At this point, we're pretty much everywhere. So,
yeah. And you know what's interesting? Okay. And don't quote me on this, but I think I just read where anyone from Texas coming into Arizona has to be quarantined for 14 days. Did y'all read that or hear that too?
Yeah. We're driving to Texas tomorrow, and we're going to stay with the family for a few weeks. Because, I mean, it's not like it's worse in Texas, but when we get back, we're going to have to make sure that I'm already working from home. Most days we don't really leave, but on top of that, we'll have to take the 2 weekends of just staying at home and watching Survivor or something, you know?
Hey, I love me some Survivor too. I feel like we're kind of living it right now.
So, yeah. Oh, you're right.
We're all experts, but well, you know, so do y'all already have invitations sent out? What are y'all doing with that?
We had our save the dates that went out a long time ago. We wanted, you know, people, I think we sent them out in January just so people knew plenty of time. Again, a lot of my friends are opera singers and stuff and perform all over the world, and they need to know these kind of dates way in advance. So we sent those out. We had invitations designed, ready to go, ready to print. And something mm-hmm. just told me to like not send those to print yet. And, oh, wow. I mean, as you know, they're expensive. All these things are expensive.
So expensive. Mm-hmm.
I just, something in the back of my head said, don't send these. We just don't know. And then mm-hmm. sure enough, weeks later, all of this stuff happened with the venue and making us rethink everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Arizona is, of course, you know, the number one outbreak state right now. So it's, yeah, we didn't send invitations, and I'm glad we didn't.
And our yes, save the dates sure. are actually, they're like postcard size, but they were actually magnets. And what we're cool. considering doing is just ordering, you know, another 100, whatever it is, magnets that are just, that just say 2021, and you just slap it on top of the other magnet and then remember
I love it.
Same date, that's 1 year idea. Later.
Yes. So. It's like, don't forget, people, like this is going down a year from now. 2021, I feel like it has to be the best year ever because there's so many things that we want to do and we're just being held back from it.
Yes.
And it's just crazy. So did y'all have an original honeymoon plan where you were going to leave the country and now you're doing an Airbnb, or what was your honeymoon plan?
So our honeymoon probably would have been, you know, going somewhere in Europe and just living the life. But my family has been wanting to plan a Europe trip, maybe around like a Christmas or something 1 year. So we're like, all right, we'll save that. Cause if we're going to do that, we'll do something else. And I am, as a previous employee there, a big fan of Disney World. So I was like, Billy's never really been, he went one time for like a couple days. And it's the Food and Wine Festival right after October 3rd. So I was like, they ship in food and great alcohol from all around the world at Epcot, and you can take classes from like professional chefs, and so we can cool. stay at their new resort. So I know you can have a very different vacation at Disney World in a lot of ways. So we planned the very like, we'll drink lots and eat lots and, you know, ride a couple rides and watch shows.
And you get to be like kids for the day, but you get to drink, and that's awesome.
Exactly.
I've never been before, but it's definitely on my list. It sounds so much fun.
Yeah. So with that, I would say while we were still waiting to decide if the wedding would happen or not, I would say the honeymoon was a pretty clear no-go pretty quickly, because we just knew that, you know, even if states say you don't have to have masks or you don't have to have this or that or whatever, mm-hmm. I knew that, you know, the Walt Disney Company is not going to take any chances.
Yeah.
So if we had to go while wearing a mask and there's no shows and, you know, they're not going to ship in all that food for, you know, Food and Wine Festival, I was like, I don't want to, because it's an expensive thing to do. It's kind of hard to justify, you know. So I was like, if we're already going to spend that much, I'm not going to go unless it's, you know, perfect. So everything. That we pulled the plug on that pretty quickly and just said, whether we do the wedding or not, we'll figure out, but we'll do Disney World another time. We'll just go one summer or whatever.
Although we did have most of the honeymoon, as expensive as it was, pretty much paid for.
Yeah.
Which was sad, but luckily we can, either get refunded for that, or, you know, put it, we're definitely doing that trip, you know, at during our point. First anniversary.
There you go.
Celebration, so we can just push that back and reschedule those reservations.
Yeah. Well, and that's what, like I say, it's so interesting because when we think about this time now, it just seems like we really want it to happen. But like you said, when we look 10 years from now, we're going to be like, that was such a short time, and I'm so glad that I waited that next year.
Right.
And everybody can be there and have fun. Billy, what is your Instagram handle and your website so people can definitely check out your music?
Yeah, my Instagram handle is at Billy Brulee, which is BilleBrulley. And my website is www.BilleyBrulee, spelled the same way, .com.
That is awesome. So are you still able to perform right now?
Well,
or not so much?
As you can imagine, no.
No.
The first thing that kind of went away when, you know, COVID started becoming a real issue in this country and we started the, you know, state shutdowns and stay at home orders was mass gatherings of over 100 people that if you guys remember all the way back to March, it seems like forever, but that was the first thing that got cut off. So I was actually mid rehearsal for a show here in Phoenix We went to rehearsal in the afternoon, and then our night, we went on a dinner break, and then found out on dinner break that we would not be coming back for rehearsals anymore because of the stay-at-home orders, and then they would figure out everything. So public performances of any kind, symphonies, ballets, musicals, you know, Kacey Musgraves concerts, operas.
Everything.
Everything canceled. So I was supposed to actually be in St. Louis right now for the entire summer, doing some shows there, and all of that was canceled. I was supposed to do some concerts in Denver and then here in Phoenix before our wedding, and then, LA with the LA Philharmonic at Walt Disney Concert Hall. And, all of that is, either been canceled or is planning on getting canceled. So everyone's hoping that by the start of 2021, we can have some public performances again. Of course, they'll be reimagined, and, you know, smaller audiences. There will be some, you know, safe distance requirements. Right. We just don't know what those are yet. And honestly, our country's kind of behind with figuring that all out. In Europe, actually, public performances have returned. And they have,
I didn't realize that.
They've got the pandemic under control as far as like an outbreak spread. And they've figured all that out over there. And they have started doing public performances with smaller audiences, reimagining things, doing some outside concerts. And they figured it out. So it's making a return overseas. And hopefully... It will here, and we're hoping by 2021 that things will kind of get back, because, you know, we're losing so much money. If you think about it, most of 2020 for performing artists, like, we've lost all of that, like, year's worth of income, like March to December. It's a lot of money.
It is.
And we need to get it back.
We do.
So we're hoping we get there, and we'll just kind of see what happens in this country. You know, we can always, like, the grass is always greener, right? You can always look at these the other countries that happen to be doing better, but we just have to see how the virus, you know, works its way in this country and see what happens.
Absolutely. Well, and everything is so, there's so much uncertainty and there's so much that we don't know, but I feel like we are learning more and more. And I just think that, honestly, I am a firm believer. Like, I know things are going to get better in 2021. And I would love to say things are going to get better like a month from now, but at the end of the day, we just really don't know. But I do believe that like following the other countries and things being able to reopen, and y'all, I am a small business owner. And so we took a huge hit too. We're just trying to keep our head above water and survive right now. And I feel like y'all probably feel the same way. And it's a letdown with the wedding, but at the same time, I know that, you know, y'all's love for each other, I mean, that trumps all, right? Like, I feel like at the end of the day, if you're going to quarantine with your man, like, that's your ride or die. That's what I tell my fiance all the time. Yeah. I'm like, I love you so much. And I know it now more than ever because of everything that we're going through. So hopefully we look back and we think, man, this was a blessing that we actually were able to do this. And, you know, once our careers get back on track, everything will hopefully be smooth sailing. So, well, I'm telling y'all, I love your positivity. And I can't wait to listen to some of your music. And I know a lot of the listeners listening to this will enjoy hearing it as well.
Oh, thanks. That's so sweet.
Yes. Well, guys, I am going to pray that whatever y'all decide to do goes off exactly how you plan. And like I said, I know a year from now, y'all are going to have the biggest, best party ever. And it's going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, guys. And I wish y'all the best.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed that episode. So I wish Billy and Steve the best. And I just know that their party that they have a year from now in 2021 is going to be awesome. So I was laughing because he said what they were going to do with their save the date. And I think it's genius. They're just going to put 2021 and a new magnet so everybody can just slap the new magnet on the old magnet. Instead of 2020, it'll be 2021. So I love their attitude and their positivity. And one thing that Steve said was, a delayed game is eventually great, but a rushed game is forever bad. And that's kind of the premise that they thought about their wedding. You know, they thought if we rush this and we don't have family, we can't have friends coming in from another country, and we can't have the things that we wanted. They just thought, why not wait? So I love that every single couple has a different reason for doing what they're doing. They are going to they've decided to wait because their wedding is in October, but there's so much uncertainty between now and then. It's hard for them to know for sure what to do, but they have decided that they will get married and then they will just do a small ceremony and then have a really big bash a year from now. I think that's a great idea. I know there's been some other couples that have done that as well. So tune in. We have more guests coming your way. And if you want to follow, definitely follow Billy. He is an opera singer and he has a beautiful voice. So I'm going to give you his Instagram handle. It's at Billy Brulee. And I'm going to spell it for you. Okay, guys, at B-I-L-L-E. And Brulee is B-R-U-L-E-Y. So you can check him out on Instagram, follow him, listen to his music. And guys, we'll see you next time on Corona Brides.